Hiroshima, Hanoi, Shangri-La, Mon Amour in Singapore. Hiroshima, Hanoi, Shangri-La, Mon Amour in Singapore, rhymed Tom Uren wearily as he woke as he had before, at an Albanese keynote where Mum's China shelf at war seemed high-pitched, proud and fragile even more. In the old left, they used to be achingly aware of the verb to be Duchess, lived with fear of the tiaras that Ramsay MacDonald wore on his belt as scalps that slowly tore out his liver like Prometheus. But here Albanese seemed Duchess to the core by seductive think tanks, even beyond a score of dainty dusting women. How could their tour, Tom was incredulous, have begun as it had now in Hiroshima? Hiroshima, Hiroshima. The power of the US megaphoned at China. Here where Tom, as a prisoner of war, had seen the tiara of fire that what once was Nagasaki wore with his own eyes, incandescent to care about avoidances. Anthony with his local beer and need to rescue someone, anyone, to spare his reputation about Assange, had asked Hanoi to reprieve a couple of Oz mules, and they did so with a courtesy the US did not need to show Australia, Ukraine or any other lover. Not even the courtesy of candor. Like a Marrickville massage parlor, Uren thought, there was no need to cover the desperation in diamonds. He knew, though, the China shelf in Albanese through and through after many decades, the glow of the treasures and the relics still somewhere in there, at the moments the head would poise in air, like that of an accomplished actor, the mouth low as a gash since the weight was stripped by car crash and so much COVID. Tom recognised with horror the pity he felt within because after long warfare, as a good man he could not feel anger. The light in Singapore, Hanoi and Hiroshima had the honey and the subtlety, sticky amber, of the beer Albanese now brought over. Even Vietnam was too tactful to remember, so Tom just held the glass and did not shiver, non-drinker too long not to remain sober. He said, they believe they can again dishonour Vietnam by bribing it to go to war with China about some problems in the China Sea. The other drank the Asian light in sips too small to savour. He said, Australia is engaged, not as a spectator or a commentator. Tom recognised a narrator practising his speech. Tom said, dear old fellow, for God's sake, don't end with working to shape the future, not waiting for the future to shape us, will you? But tiara light on the shelf glinted cosy as the beer, and Albanese's lines were already there.